Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Berkey.
Is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we've got plenty of time for you to call in, bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Always, we bring stuff to the table that you might be interested in discussing as well, including tonight our opening story that the FBI has admitted that apparently they haven't stopped any terrorism with their powers granted to them by the Patriot Act, which is a portion of it, as I understand it, is up for possible renewal right now.
Well,
and
yeah.
Ian and Mark in the studio with you. Mark, what were you going to say about that?
Yeah, so what at first I'd say that they'd say that no major cases have been cracked with the Patriot Act. I can't find anything that they can really point to, but they're just saying no major cases.
Okay, so that's where we're going to start here tonight. By major cases, that would include terrorism, right?
Like, right.
Terrorism is pretty major, generally, when it happens. And according to the story that I had, a variant on this. I'm not sure where yours is from. Mine's from countercurrentnews.com.
Mine's from the Washington Times.
Let's go with yours on this one, then, because that seems like pretty big news to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty big. From Maggie Yarborough. It's FBI agents can't point to any major terrorism cases they've cracked thanks to the key snooping powers in the Patriot Act. And the Justice Department's Inspector General said in a report Thursday that they complicate efforts to keep key parts of the law operating. Inspector General Michael E. Horwitz said that between 2004 and 2009, the FBI tripled its use of bulk collection under Section 215. This is the big section. This is essentially what's being removed from the Patriot Act and the Freedom Act.
What's being removed? It's under... it could be removed, right? Like, it's not a done deal, is it?
It's not a done deal.
Right.
This is what's being removed. The Act is a bill? The Freedom Act is a bill at this point?
Uh-huh.
You know, they've got all these names.
Got it.
And it can be very difficult to, make it clear as to what these things mean. And that's kind of what my point is on this Memorial Day weekend. One of the things I want to know is that, you know, when we look at things called the Patriot Act and the Freedom Act, which really don't seem to have a lot to do with at least the Freedom Act doesn't have that much to do with freedom, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriot Act certainly was passed to some extent due to people's patriotism, I guess. So I suppose it's a good term like that. But it kind of says that if you don't like your freedoms, you're a bad patriot. Does it mean that? You know, like if you want to keep certain amounts of your stuff private, if you don't like the government collecting all of your phone call data, you're a bad American?
Well, but Patriot's just an acronym, and I don't remember what it stands for offhand.
It's the USA Patriot Act, yes, but...
Uniting, strengthening...
It's a backronym.
America.
No. They didn't just come up with a name of an act, and then, yeah. Oh, look at this! The first letters all come out to USA
Patriot
Act.
No, they wanted it to say Patriot.
That's why we call that a backronym.
Uh-huh.
And it's because they, you know, they have this term, and they're trying to do something with these terms, right? Like, they're trying to get a message across. And the message is that your freedoms, like freedom and patriotism, really are antithetical. That,
that's going to be upsetting to a lot of people, Mark. What do you mean by that? Freedom and patriotism are antithetical. Because some people say that, you know, the United States, they are patriotic for the United States because it's a free place. And so to them, patriotism is the celebration of freedom.
Well, then they should be able to show me some charts that are contrary to the Fraser Institute's Free the World chart and the Heritage Foundation's economic freedom charts and the other charts of social freedoms and things like that. They should be able to show me some charts that show the United States getting more free as compared to other nations around the world. Because the evidence is the United States is becoming less free as compared to other nations around the world. It's more difficult to sort of quantify social freedoms, I'll admit. And certainly we have the right to complain, right? Like we're getting on the radio and we're complaining about it. But when you look at sort of financial freedoms, fiscal freedoms and things like that, it's obvious. The United States isn't even in the top 10 on the Heritage Foundation's chart. And
it hasn't been for a while.
Yeah, it's been sliding down. It's going to get farther and farther. I don't have any evidence.
But, Mark, what if you wave a flag harder? then we'll get more free, right?
Obviously, waving flags harder doesn't do any good. Going and fighting in foreign countries for that flag don't do anything to increase freedoms here. Freedoms here have to do with the message that's sent to politicians. And the message sent to politicians is that as long as we're sufficiently scared, that we will give up more of our freedoms. Now, the politicians, I believe, benefit from this because, you know, with a lack of freedom, they can hand over sweet government deals to their cronies. This is how it was done by the kings around Europe. Is that they gave out all the licenses for anybody who was allowed to do business. You weren't allowed to do business without a license. Well, this is what it's becoming like more and more in the Western world. And it's because people are scared. They're scared of the bad things that might happen. One thing I can assure you of is that the United States government will take money from you. You're scared of thieves and terrorists and bad people. Well, the federal government is certainly going to steal money from you this year. Right? Like, that's what they do.
Yeah, well, they're going to extort it from you. If you don't pay them, they will probably do something bad to you. They might hurt you, put you in a jail cell, or something like that.
And
possibly kill you.
In many cases, it's not for much. Like, whatever defense the United States needs, it's probably got all the equipment that it needs for a very long time.
You mean defense against, like, attacking foes, that kind of thing?
Well, what else is the federal government supposed to do? I mean, really, what is the federal government supposed to do except sort of make sure...
Take care of you from cradle to grave, apparently.
Make sure the states don't fight with each other. And
are you talking about constitutionally?
That's what I'm... They wrote a document. There are rules to the game. I didn't create the game. Somebody told me there were rules, and they broke all of them.
Well, somebody lied to you, because the rules have been broken since day one, haven't they? I mean, you could argue that the government was more constitutional in the beginning. It certainly is strayed further, but, George Washington, didn't he... lead the fight against the whiskey rebellion or something?
Yeah,
like
it is funny that a guy who led a rebellion then went quashed another one. He didn't lead it. He sent George Lighthouse Lee, Robert E. Lee's father or grandfather. I'm not entirely
sure. He told
him
to do it, though.
Yeah, he was in charge. He was the chief executive at the time. And
that would make him the leader. I mean, he wasn't leading the troops directly into battle, I guess.
Sure.
I mean,
that's true.
Yeah, so... There's nothing new there, right? Like, the government's been breaking its own rules since day number one. They violated the spirit of the Constitution probably before the ink was even dry.
Backers say the Patriot Act powers are critical and must be kept intact, particularly with the spread of the threat of terrorists. Do you hear the fear? Patriot and terrorist used in the same sentence. But opponents have doubted the efficacy of Section 215, particularly when it was used to justify bulk data collection, such as in the case of the National Security Agency's phone metadata program, revealed in leaks from the former government contractor Edward Snowden. Now, recently, federal courts have ruled that Section 215 was unconstitutional anyway.
It was
illegal.
As I understood it, the way it was being used was unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's correct. You're right. That the NSA's implementation of 215 was illegal. It's what do you do about things like this?
About Section 215, or what?
What do you do when the NSA, when the federal government breaks the federal government's rules? Who goes to jail?
No one will.
When you break the federal government's rules, you go away into a dark cell for a long time.
That's right.
You can believe if they could get their claws into Edward Snowden, who revealed that they were doing illegal stuff.
Right. Had it not been for Edward Snowden, it would still be going on. And ostensibly, it could still be going on,
and
right?
And people call him a bad American all the time.
He's a hero.
He's a bad patriot. And I want to know what patriotism is.
Apparently, here it's going along with the government, everything they say and do.
I don't know if it is that, but it is it effectively is that, right? Like, politicians skulk about in the shadow of the flag constantly. Look at the flag waving. It's really important. And then they do what they want. And there's really nothing you can do. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's very clear that you're saying it to the republic for which it stands. A republic is a form of government, right? That's our government. The claim is that you're... pledging allegiance to the government, and they do all kinds of illegal things all the time, and they get there's no accountability for it. And I want to know, can patriotism go too far? I want to know what it is. I want to know who benefits. When we look at patriotism, who benefits from it? Because I don't know if it's necessarily you and me.
Follow the Money. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You want to answer Mark's questions, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on patriotism. Is there any value to it? There's more on the way here, and you can join us on Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What's the money back?
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about the news about the FBI admitting that their Patriot Act, their precious Patriot Act, with all the powers and the spying and everything that it has approved over the last decade plus, has done zero to actually help them stop any kind of terrorism. So that is what sort of was the news that spawned the conversation, which led to a lot of questions on your part, Mark. You were asking folks about patriotism, because it certainly
it's called
is
the Patriot Act for a reason.
And people will, you know, kind of cheer on anything that seems patriotic to them. Oh, yeah, we need this thing to protect us from all those evil people out there. But when, it seems to me like most of the bad people that we really need to be concerned about are in the U.S. federal government and state governments. That's where my concern lies. Those are the people who are regularly threatening the people that I love and the people that I care about with violence if they don't go along with it. Is going along with everything the government says that you should do, that you have to do, is that patriotism? Just doing what you're told? Is that patriotic? And you asked a few other questions, Mark. Can patriotism go too far? Who benefits from patriotism? And what is really, one of the questions I had was, what's the value of it?
That was what I was told, you know, like when I was taught critical thinking, one of the first things I was taught was follow the money. And with anything, you should follow the money, right? Like when it comes to patriotism, who's benefiting? Who gets the money from patriotism? Because there's a lot of it out there. I suppose there's some companies that sell flags and stuff like that that make a little bit. They make them in China or whatever, mm-hmm. and they bring them over here, and then they say that they're, you know, important or whatever. And they certainly make some money. But I think that it really, it's a social currency is mostly what patriotism is. Because people don't join up for the military for the pay, right? You know, in a lot of cases, folks that join the military are, you know, they're signing up for less than minimum wage.
They're doing it for their country.
They're doing it for their country. They're doing it for college.
They're doing it so they can murder people legally.
There are a few people who certainly sociopaths that, you know, go in there for that purpose.
I want to go to your calls and thoughts here. But first, speaking of currency, Mark, if you want to get some Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, you can go to expresscoin.com. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin, the world's currency, this international decentralized currency that's not issued by any government or any bank. It's sort of taken the world by storm. It's an amazing thing. If you haven't yet learned about Bitcoin, you can take a moment to go to weusecoins.com. They've got some great info there about it. But when you're ready to get Bitcoin, go with expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And over at expresscoin.com, they are a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with a money order or a check at expresscoin.com. And you can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app. Go grab that at expresscoin.com and use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's FTL at expresscoin.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Aaron is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Aaron.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Good evening, Aaron. Are you actually listening on the radio tonight? Because I didn't think we started in Indy until 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, actually, I'm listening on the website right now. I was trying to give a little bit of advertisement.
For IBC?
Gotcha. IBC.
Oh, like they need it. They're giant.
Yeah, it's a great stadium.
It's huge.
Well, advertising as far as you guys go.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, Aaron.
Okay. Well, I guess I had a question. Obviously, anyone who's listened to you guys for any period of time know you guys don't have much use for the current U.S. federal government. But I was wondering if in the history of the U.S. government, like maybe with the founders or any presidents prior to the current era, that you guys actually liked or admired or thought that their philosophical, political philosophy fell in line with what you guys believe now.
Well, I think that it would be very difficult many of the ideas that we have are kind of new historically. They're old and new at the same time. So, you know, the ideas of voluntarism really haven't been fleshed out for very long. But when you look at, you know, some of the writings of Locke and de Tocqueville and a few of these, I'm probably saying all these things wrong. I've read them. I haven't heard the names. You know, you'll see these ideas that have been around for a bit of time, but they haven't sort of been very solid. So, you know, I like Calvin Coolidge. I like Taft. I like, you know, Thomas Jefferson. I like Andrew Jackson until you start talking about racism. You know, and that's frankly, you know, many of the founders have a lot of problems when it came to, you know, racial tensions and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, I have, I certainly look at politicians of the past and I like some of them, but at the same time, yeah, I mean, you know, you really can't be in charge of, the federal government and still, you know, be on board with voluntarism.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was just kind of curious about that since I'm not really familiar with a lot of the foundational philosophers or whatever with what you guys discuss on. I mean, obviously you guys have some ideas that you've articulated yourselves, but, you know, as usually everything's based upon someone else's, you know, previous ideas or whatever. And I think,
oh, yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of people who have advocated similar ideas in the past. I wouldn't really say these are new ideas necessarily. Maybe the term voluntarism is
putting it all together being new.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I can't say I'm completely intimately familiar with all of the various philosophers of the past. I know what I like, and I like the idea of human beings interacting with each other based on consent. As far as political figures go, I can't say that there's anyone in the United States government at any point in the past who would have been aligned with that particular viewpoint. I mean, just by nature of the fact that people going into government usually means that government is attracting the people who are seeking power over others, not the people like, you know, the Ron Pauls of the world, of which there's only one. But, you know, those kind of people don't tend to seek government because they're doing busy, you know, things with their lives and being productive.
Yeah, it's really difficult to get enough money to be able to spend your time trying to preach the ideas of liberty to other folks.
And thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Will. He's in Denver, Colorado. Will, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Will. The founding fathers found?
What does that mean? What's the question? Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, the people we traditionally call the founding fathers, the name implies that they founded something.
I guess the government?
The people that call themselves the government, they founded those people?
Well, they wrote some documents, and they put together an organization. And organizations are definitely organizations of people. I don't think they founded people, no.
Does that answer your question, Will? Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Generally, when you call a talk show, you want to actually talk. You know, hopefully you have something that you want to say.
You know, he probably didn't want to rush his answer. A lot of people put forth this idea that government is not real. But I think organizations are real in the sense that they exist in language and they exist in writing, which writing, I guess, is language. And so, you know, I mean, if you say that the government isn't real, you'd have to say that you know, my mother is a founding member of the Sarasota Obedience Training Club where they train dogs. You'd have to say the SOTC, which is this very old organization. She's also a voting member of the American Kennel Club. You'd have to say the AKC doesn't exist. Well, it does and it doesn't. My marriage is an agreement on a piece of paper. I mean, does my marriage exist? I tell you, that lady expects me to be home at night.
Well, you know, that's a very subtle point, and, you know, the idea, I guess, would be that those things are ideas, and they don't physically exist, but obviously people respect ideas, and they pretend like they do. 855-450-FREE.
It was activated on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms. As the officials claim, measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're talking about patriotism. What is it even valuable for? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Can it go too far? And who benefits from patriotism? If you want to answer any of those questions, we're here for you. 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm with you in studio. You've got Ian here.
And Mark.
Also, Mark, we just this week had our third wine tasting with Cameron Hughes Wine, and it was well attended. A lot of people came out and enjoyed a couple of different wines, including the Pinot, I believe.
Yeah, the Pinot was a big hit. But what I want you to do is go to Cameron Hughes Wines. It's chwine.com, and there's a microphone in the upper left-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that and enter coupon code FTL, because when you go there, what you'll find is that Cameron Hughes buys wines from around the world, and mostly around Napa Valley, you know, that general vicinity. And so he takes these high-end wines, some of them as high as 90 points. And as a matter of fact, two of his cabs recently were rated over 90 points by Wine Spectator, mm-hmm. just so you know. These are high-end wines. They're really great, but they're priced so that you can enjoy them at a barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, these are $70 to $100 wines priced at $10 to $30. We just had we were just advertising the Pinot, which was at $12.50. That's a this is sort of a normal price for a bottle of wine, but these are the high end wines. Cameron Hughes goes searches the world in order to bring them to you. Now, they aren't labeled from the winery they come from, because that would sort of defeat the purpose from the winery standpoint of selling them to Cameron, because they'd rather dump it than let you know. Which winery it came from. The winery would rather have it dumped than, to say that they sell their overages for less. So that's what Cameron Hughes' whole business model is. And it's a fantastic one. And we have done so well with Cameron Hughes that, he just keeps coming back. So if you've been thinking about it at least you can be comforted in the idea that many, many, many of our listeners have tried Cameron Hughes over at chwine.com and been very happy.
I was looking here, Mark. They've changed up some of the exclusive deals on once you put in code FTL, and that garnacha that we tried on Thursday night is there now.
Oh, is
the,
it? Is
the
it
top left of the page?
Okay,
that's a $10 bottle of wine.
Really?
Yeah, and it says it was sourced from Europe. So I don't know how you can get wine all the way over from Europe and sell it here for $10, but he's managing to do it and give you. Is free shipping still going on?
Yeah, you get free shipping with coupon code FTL. And that's a big deal when you're shipping liquids, you know. And that garnacha, that would be really good with, you know, something that's very flavorful. Red meat that's very flavorful. Venison came to mind when I was tasting it. Maybe a really strong cheese.
Yeah, I polished off that bottle.
Did you? Good for you. I had a half a glass of each. CHWine.com, they're fantastic. You will not be sorry. You go there, you enter coupon code you click on the microphone in the upper left, enter coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping and 20% off select wines.
So tell us how you feel about patriotism. What is the benefit of it? And
well, do you feel cheated in many ways? Because, I mean, so many of us, this is what we were taught is patriotism, and I still feel it, right? Like,
do
I see the flag fluttering, and the FAA-18s flying over the football games, and the
I'm disgusted. By it
the
personally.
Eagle, you know, with the Star Spangled Banner playing underneath it. Actually, I prefer America the Beautiful. I think it's a superior song. But, I mean, you know, like, I get it. But one of the concerns that I have, a deep and abiding concern that I have, is that these feelings of patriotism that we were taught, that we were inculcated with, you weren't born with this stuff.
Nope.
That we were taught, have been used and abused for a very long time by a group of sort of powerful elites for their own purposes. And now when people say powerful elites, oftentimes I'm not talking about skulking, you know, guys in suits smoking cigars. I'm talking about your elected officials. I mean, you know, they have their reasons for fighting these wars that in many cases have nothing to do with you. Maybe it's payoffs for the military-industrial complex. Maybe it's resources that they want to get a hold of, you know, maybe, you know, whatever the reasons are. If you can imagine that they just want, that the military-industrial complex just wants to sell more missiles and bullets and stuff like that, how they might sacrifice young people, your children, just to be able to sell bombs and bullets?
For what purpose?
Disgusting.
For the good of what? Let's go to Straight Razor in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, listening via TuneIn. Hey, Straight Razor.
Good evening, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to speak to you. So
welcome,
I wanted
sir.
To speak about patriotism and how the patriots you see today are not actually patriotic. The most patriotic people I know are actually libertarian, not because they support a flag or the United States government, because they don't. They support the idea of freedom and liberty. That's truly patriotic, because whenever you're looking at the actual definition, it says basically like virtuous support of one's country. So this country was intended, and of course this is all opinion, intended to be a free place. Now, just because the government has decided to thwart that intention does not mean that that intention was not good and that it is wrong to support that idea.
So, but therefore, patriotism also would mean that if you were of North Korean descent or, you know, live in North Korea, patriotism would be support for the, you know, Kim Jong-un and his family and the dictatorship there. So patriotism doesn't necessarily mean, you know, belief in freedom. It just means going along with what the government wants.
Absolutely. Well, if you go to, in the definition, virtuous is, you know, moral, and how can you say that it's moral to imprison people or to tell them that they can't do something just because you don't like it? So that's kind of, now, like I said, today things have gotten way out of control, because patriotism really has nothing to do with a piece of cloth. Also,
there's also nothing in the definition of patriotism that specifies that it has anything to do with the origins of the country. It just simply says, I'm at dictionary.com, devoted love, support, and defense of one's country, semicolon, national loyalty. So to be a patriot by that definition would mean that going along with being loyal to the nation no matter what. So no matter which direction, you know, the country changes as far as its political leaders take it, patriotism would be going along to get along.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder, I mean, can a patriot even disagree with the government in any way, shape, or form?
Not by this definition. If you're loyal, you couldn't possibly disagree.
Well, I think if you're going, yeah, but you have loyalty with a moral background to it, is kind of the way I look at it. So I support America until they become unmoral, and then I don't support those parts, and I try to change them, because that's what generally a patriot would try to do, is to change it or keep it the way that it should be. So if you're just blindly following along, I really don't think you can be a patriot. Maybe, I don't know what, you know, that's just kind of blind loyalty, which seems like insanity to me.
Jingoism?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that seems to be the definition of patriotism. Now, obviously, everybody has their own definitions for words, and, you know, if you can't agree
patriotism
on
patriotism really is one of those words that truly is defined by the individual.
Well, the same thing with the flag, right? I mean, we've talked in recent episodes of Free Talk Live about the American flag, and when you talk to people about this, everybody's got their own belief for what it stands for.
It represents,
you know,
the people, or the country, or...
Or the freedoms, or the states joining together as a nation, or it represents hegemony, and imperialism. I mean, there's all kinds of viewpoints.
And because of this, because of how, you know, lax this is and how you can interpret it, it's so easy to turn it around and use it for something bad, like the Patriot Act, which we're talking about. That was a, you know, straight emotional game played by our federal government because of events that had just happened. They say, okay, well, if we just slap this name on it, you know, Americans, they want to be patriotic, so they'll just go along. They don't need to know what we're actually going to do.
Yeah, it's not like anybody's actually going to read the thing, including the
Congress.
They
had it ready to go, didn't they?
They did, yeah. It was ready and waiting in the
wings. They tried to pass it before, and it had failed, but with 9/11, then everybody's like, protect us.
Hey, Straight Razor, thanks for your call and thoughts. I appreciate it. I know where you're coming from. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Are you suffering from EP?
The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
For Free Talk Live, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind here. 855-453. Though we are talking about the idea of patriotism and what's really the value, if any, of this idea. Certainly it's valuable to politicians to keep the wool pulled over people's eyes.
Extraordinarily useful to them.
Right, to keep them ignorant of what's actually going on. You know, the politicians passed the Patriot Act over a decade ago. A portion of that Patriot Act is now up for renewal. And Section 215, I believe it is, which is part of the authorization for...
That's what they're trying to sink.
A lot of the spying that has been going on, which even the... Was it the Circuit Court of Appeals? Has said that the NSA went too far, that they, you know, even went beyond the increased bounds of the Patriot Act. So clearly, whatever the law says doesn't even matter to these government agencies. But it seems to matter to people. The idea of patriotism certainly seems to matter to people, but what does it even really mean? I mean, according to the dictionary definition, it's just loyalty to one's nation, which doesn't have anything to do with, as our last caller suggested, the loyalty to the ideals or the founding ideals of the nation. It's just loyalty to the nation, meaning that doing what you're told would be patriotic, doing whatever the government wants you to do, paying your taxes, obeying the regulations. That apparently is patriotism.
Now, this is, you know, just sort of common human behavior, right? Like
to do what you're told?
No, to have a team. We can look at it with sports teams. There's no particular reason why I should like the group of millionaires known as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers more than any of the other millionaires that play what we misnamed football in the United States. Mm-hmm. There's no good reasons why I should particularly like that group of millionaires over another group of millionaires that go out there and harm themselves on a weekly basis for our entertainment. But I do. I like them better. I like the colors or something.
Maybe they changed their colors.
They did. They changed them from the creamsicles to the pewter and red. I like the colors then, too.
I see.
Yeah, it's from where you're from. But I've seen people who are really into, say, the Broncos that are from Tampa or New Hampshire. And many times that's because they like a particular player. For whatever reason, somebody latches on to a team, that's the reason. And there's you know, but when it comes to a country, I think the inculcation's significantly more. You're not lined up here. They don't have school children lining up pledging allegiance to a Red Sox banner here in New England. You'd think they did, but they don't. You know, so the inculcation starts much earlier. A five-year-old, which is how old I was when I started kindergarten, has no ability to make a decision as to whether or not they should be wanting to pledge their allegiance. Pledging your allegiance is a loyalty oath. Now, the colonists fought wars over this, fought battles and wars over these loyalty oaths, you know, because they thought that they were bad things. But for whatever reason,
now it's acceptable.
Yeah, the country thought it was a good idea to bring them back a little over 100 years after it was founded.
I want to go to Tammy on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tammy.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're great. Go ahead.
Today I was going on my Facebook and I had a bunch of stuff. My sister's husband is in the military, and one of the things I got was a soldier in a casket, and the tagline was, you know, Memorial Day shouldn't be about barbecuing, it should be about remembering, you know, soldiers who have passed.
Now, I can understand why they might feel that way.
Of course, you know, I'm not a heartless person. Anyone that, you know, dies horribly, but that's sad, irregardless, you know. But my whole thing is all this patriotism and the soldiers. Personally, I did not twist their arm and tell them to go, quote unquote, fight for my freedom. In my opinion, you're not fighting for my freedom. You're fighting for what you believe in.
Well, more specifically, that's their motivation, right? Like, the individual soldier has their own individual motivations for going in. As we talked about, some of them might want to go in just to legally murder people, and others of them
I've
might
had
want
that. To... I've had young men that were going into the military say that that's what they were going
to
do.
It's
I mean,
sick.
I'm not going to say that that's what most of them do, though.
And others might have gone in because they believe the propaganda that they're somehow fighting for freedom. But I agree with you, Tammy, that they're not fighting for freedom. What they are, in point of fact, fighting for, objectively, is the politicians' whims. Whatever
right.
it is that the politicians want them to do, they go and do it, usually without question. And to me, that's not something I support.
No. Just on an off note, my husband had this discussion with my brother-in-law, who's in the military, and he asked him a really great question, because his family is from Mexico. And he asked...
Your husband's family or the brother-in-law?
My brother-in-law's family.
Okay.
And he asked them, if your grandmother was crossing the border, because he has done some things in Arizona, and if she was coming over here illegally, what would you do? And he said, even my grandmother, I would do what I had to do that was necessary. And I thought
that's
a very scary aspect.
It is scary.
You know,
he's a patriot, right? He's loyal. He is loyal to the country, to the nation, even against his own family. A true
right.
patriot.
Well, we saw during Hurricane Katrina that National Guard troops were used to disarm U.S. citizens, and we did hear an interview of one of them saying, oh, "I don't really want to have to do it to U.S. citizens. I don't want to have to pull the trigger on U.S. citizens,
but I'll do it."
Well, he didn't say that. He was just saying he didn't want to have to, which means that he would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just scary. Being the Patriot Act and, unquote, what others, not like-minded people like, you know, you, Mark, Ian, and, you know, even Christopher Cantwell, what we think, their version of patriotism is very scary.
Thank you, Tammy, for your call tonight. I'm with you, and I appreciate where you're coming from. That's why, to me, the Free State Project is such an important idea, because the people who believe in freedom, who really understand what liberty means, who are not aligned with whatever the politicians want them to do and blindly following orders, the people who are independently thinking and who want to be free, we've got to get those people together. They've got to increase their concentration in one geographic area. That's what's happening with the Free State Project. That's why you and I moved here to New Hampshire, Mark, from our home state of Florida originally. And now this is our home, and it's so great to be here. In fact, one of our listeners listeners, just kind of as an aside, and we're going to continue with your calls here in a moment, but one of our listeners, James, who actually kind of helps us behind the scenes with the show, wrote up a great blog piece recently over at the Free Coast website. I reposted it today at freekeen.com, and it's a cool little post because it really kind of gives you a window into the world of the families that are moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And, you know, obviously families going to the beach together isn't going to make a national headline, right? But that's kind of what he's talking about, is why moving to New Hampshire was the best thing our family could have done. That's the headline of the article. If you want to see it, go to freekeen.com. Let's go to Tursla in Tallahassee. Did I get that name right, Tursla? Hello? Whoever's in Tallahassee, I must have butchered your name. Tallahassee listener, you're on the line.
No, it's Teresa, but that's okay.
Oh, Teresa. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay, well, first of all, I was calling from sometime back when you were talking about the definition of patriot.
Yeah,
sure.
And, I mean, patriot, the definition itself can't really be changed just based on people's feelings about it. For instance, you might have people in North Korea who love their country, their heritage, their culture, and yet they don't like their leader. So patriotism is more of a straightforward definition, just like you read, I feel.
Well, but the definition is national loyalty, which would mean that you would have to be loyal to whoever the boss man is, whoever is in...
Not necessarily.
Well, then you wouldn't be loyal.
What's the value in liking people close to you and not liking people far from you? I mean, I'm still trying to... I'm trying to figure out to whom patriotism is valuable, and I still keep on coming up with the folks that want to fight wars.
Well, here's the thing. I can feel a friendship and a kinship to somebody in North Korea who loves their country but doesn't appreciate their leaders. And I can love my country, and I can value that they love their country, you know.
Love your country, let me ask you further. I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you say you love your country, what's that mean?
Well, for me, it's a little bit different here because in America we're based on law. You know, Korea's not. So I love the fact that we can be free, and yet we do have a strong defense so that other people can
not
come
free.
In and steal our freedom from us. If you don't have boundaries, you don't have freedom.
Okay.
A strange thing to say.
Well, I don't know how boundaries are related to freedom, but let me ask you this. So you're from Tallahassee, right?
I had boundaries when I was in a jail cell once, and I did not feel very free in there. I can tell you that. Hey, well, do you want to hang on, Teresa? Because you hang on through the news? I know Mark's got some questions for you. Can you hang with us? All right, hang on. We're going to come back with Teresa. You've got questions for her, Mark.
Yeah.
And if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here, you dear listener, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about patriotism. What is the value of it? Plus, I also want to hear the answer to, what is the country? What does it even mean? It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the superstate and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you, too, can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.